Father, we bless you this day. You are worthy to be praised, O God. We exalt you, for you are God, you are not a man. Thank you, Jesus, for you are God from beginning to the end. For you are God, and you are God all by yourself. You are worthy to be praised. We exalt you, Lord. You are worthy, mighty Father. We lift you up high. You are good. You are kind. Thank you, O Lord, for your grace and for your mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy for provision, for protection. Lord, we honor you. Father, we thank you. You are worthy to be praised. We bow before you. We lay our crown and we worship you. And Father, this morning we are before you. We ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Wednesday, the 6th of May 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his grace upon your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day. That in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. The Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord. I declare this day, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the scepter of the wicked is broken over my day. In the name of Jesus, the hand of the wicked will not be stretched over my day. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord cancel the devices of the wicked over my day. In the name of Jesus, the enterprise of the wicked is frustrated over my day. In the name of Jesus, the enterprise of the wicked will not prosper over my day. In the name of Jesus, I pull down every stronghold that is against the knowledge of God for my day. I pull you down, every imagination, every thought that is exalting himself above the name of Jesus in my life this day. I pull you down in the name of Jesus. This day, you are not a continuation of failure. In the name of Jesus, this day, the favor of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, this day, I am not frustrated, but I am favored. In the name of Jesus, this day, the hand of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I confirm the word of the Lord upon my life. Surely, the goodness and the mercy of the Lord follows me today. I declare my cup is not empty. The Lord anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. As I go today, I go forth as the anointed of the Lord. The blessing of the day is released unto me. The favor of this day is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I go forth as him that has been favored of the Lord. Therefore, I assess the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, my journey today is in the supernatural. I experience the fulfillment of God's promises upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I receive unprecedented blessings. In the name of Jesus, men will bring out of their treasures to favor me. In the name of Jesus, for the veil of darkness that covered me from blessing has been removed. In the name of Jesus, I declare I am not walking in the darkness of the day, for the light of God shines upon me. In the name of Jesus, oh, the word of God says the light shines in darkness and darkness cannot comprehend. I carry a light that darkness cannot cover. I carry a light that the wickedness of this day cannot comprehend. I walk in the light of Christ. I walk in the life that Christ has given to me. For my life is hidden in Christ Jesus, and I am seated with my Lord Jesus in the heavenly places. My seat is not in the corners of death, not in the place of infirmity, not in the corners of darkness and wailing, not in the place of failure, but I am seated with the Lord Jesus in the heavenly places. I receive access to blessing by the favor of the Lord. I receive access to opportunities in the name of Jesus. I receive access to system. I receive access to structures. I receive access to blessings, both online and offline. In the name of Jesus, the treasures of men is open unto me. The Lord God open unto me is good treasures. Oh, the Lord deliver unto my hand the treasures of men, the blessings of men. I legislate over this day. This day, you are a day of blessing. The word of the Lord, the voice of the Lord becomes a command that governs my day. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the word of the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God, today we are going to continue from where we stopped yesterday. But I want you to open your heart and receive this blessing from the Lord this morning. Our anchor scripture is from the book of Isaiah chapter 40 verse 28 to verse 31. I want us to start reading from verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. I want you to put it to it this way, that the God factor in your place of waiting. Have you not known? Have you not heard that God is the supernatural factor that can balance every equation in your life, that can balance the equation of your waiting? Every other person go through the period of waiting, but what brings the difference between your waiting and their waiting is the factor of God in the situation of your waiting, in the equation of your waiting. Let me tell you, dearly beloved, God is complete on his own. God is a complete factor. God is not trapped in any equation of life. He is complete in himself. He does not need any other factor to balance him. God is not trapped in your equation. He does not need any factor to balance him. He is simply mighty, simply great. Is simply God and God by himself. Now imagine a factor that is balanced, an equation that does not need an external factor. Imagine the mighty God that is not trapped in situation, is not trapped in time, is not trapped in space, is not trapped in anything. Now imagine this God factor in the equation of your life. Beloved, it is the God factor that brings the supernatural into your waiting period. The difference between your waiting period and others is that your waiting period is built on the nature of God. And what is the nature of God? That is the mercy of God. That is the promises of God. That is the word of God concerning himself, that he, God, cannot lie. And this is God coming into the waiting period of your life. This is the factor of God upon you. Beloved, I want you to listen, and I want you to receive the blessing that is in this word, is word for you today. Luke chapter 5, if you read from verse 1 to verse 8, Peter had labored all through the night. He had labored all through the day, all through the night. And then there come the God factor. After the Lord has preached on his boat, the Lord Jesus turned to Peter. He said, launch into the deep for a great draught. Go in there and catch that which by your strength you cannot catch before. The supernatural factor enter into a situation. Immediately Jesus stepped in, the equation changed completely. The scripture says that their net began to break. Peter looked at the Lord Jesus after he had told him to launch into the deep. By his mastery of fishing, he knew that that time they could not catch anything. He told him, he said, Master, we have toiled all night, but because of what you have said, because of the factor, the power that the word that you have released carry, I will launch into the deep. And he launched there. The Bible says, and their net began to break. Hold that in your hand as one. There is this widow widow of one of the sons of the prophet who ran to Elisha concerning her unbalanced situation of her life. If that is in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4, you read from verse 1 to verse 7. She ran to Elisha concerning the unbalanced situation of her life. The supernatural was introduced, even though it was in a waiting season. The supernatural was introduced. The supernatural was introduced into that little oil that she has in her house, and the few jars that she has, and the one that she borrowed from her neighbors. Oh, the oil kept coming. As they were pouring, the oil kept on coming until there was no more container. Then the oil ceased. If you look at verse 6 of that 2 Kings chapter 4, the scripture says, "Now it's come to pass when the vessel were full, that she said to her son, 'Bring me more vessel.' And he said to her, 'There is not another vessel.'" So the oil ceased. The supernatural was introduced to the little that she has, and she got plenty. She got enough. The God factor was introduced through the prophetic. The equation becomes balanced immediately. Beloved, I bring Jesus into your situation this day. Your situation becomes balanced in the name of Jesus. I introduce the God factor by the prophetic into your life today. Your debt becomes paid in the name of Jesus. I don't want to know the amount that you are owing, but this is the word of the Lord. This is the factor that I'm bringing to the table for you. I don't want to know what reports that you have been given, what the doctors have said concerning you. All I say is that by the nature of God, by the word of the Lord, your equation is balanced in the name of Jesus. Your debt is paid in the name of Jesus. Oh, by the immutability of God. Listen, the immutability of God, that is the unchanging and unchangeable nature of God. For God cannot lie. By this immutability of God, your situation is balanced in the name of Jesus. Let me read the book of Hebrews chapter 6 verse 18 for you to understand that God is stepping into your life by his supernatural nature. He's bringing the supernatural into your natural life, into your natural situation. God is going to break the limits for you in the name of Jesus. The limit that has been set, that is visible, set by nature, set by men, the limit that has been set around you, is going to break it by introducing the supernatural into your life. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 18. Listen, God cannot lie. The scripture says, I'm only going to read the first part there, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. Let me read again. By two immutable things, that is his promises and his covenant upon your life. By these two immutable things, God cannot lie. Whatever his promise is upon your life, they are established in the name of Jesus. Hindrance that is blocking the fulfillment of God's promises upon your life is removed in the name of Jesus. I introduce the Almighty. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. The Almighty is introduced into your situation in the name of Jesus. That limit is broken. The siege is over in the name of Jesus. That report is canceled in the name of Jesus. I'm going to stop here because of time and space, and by the grace of God and by the leading of the Holy Spirit, we are going to continue from here tomorrow by the grace of God. I want you to listen and go through this podcast very well today and hold on unto God. Hold on unto his word. He cannot change. Bring the factor of the unchanging power of God into your life. Call upon him. Provoke him into acting. Call upon him into doing the supernatural in your life, into doing what man cannot do, into breaking the limits of the natural view upon your life. It is impossible. Yes, we know it cannot be done, but this is the God factor. This is the supernatural factor that is being introduced by God. I say it again. Your situation is balanced. Your debt is paid. You become fruitful in the name of Jesus. Your name is changed in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace in Jesus' name. Remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for his coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.